Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's been fairly widespread across the country, as everyone knows, but we haven't been one of the worst affected areas, though obviously for those people who have been affected, it's been a very serious business here.
Yes, no, very, very much so. But if one looks at Cambridge, it seems that certain areas, certain wards, or however we want to divide it up, have been more affected than other areas.
Yes, that's right. The government's producing data which actually looks at how the figures have affected individual wards within the city, so we can see what the pattern is in Cambridge. And here it's very much that the northern part of the city has been more heavily affected in terms of people sadly dying from the disease.
Now, is that because, obviously, in some parts of the city there are care homes, but one might imagine care homes to be evenly distributed across the city. Is that the case, or what's the reasoning behind this?
Well, it does seem to be connected to care homes. There are more of them in the north of the city, and it very much does seem that in Cambridge, care homes have been quite badly affected. There are 15, I believe, in the city, and 12 of those have reported an outbreak, which is a much higher rate than across the country as a whole.
Are there any other factors? Because the north of the city does sometimes, it tends to include, shall we say, the poorer parts of the city. I know it's all relative in a place like Cambridge, but even so, you know, we still have people who struggle to make ends meet, and many of them are concentrated in the north.
That's right. People think of Cambridge as being a very wealthy, you know, leafy, comfortable area, but there are certainly pockets of deprivation within the city. And even before the epidemic, there was quite a difference in life expectancy between some of the richer areas of Cambridge and some of the poorer areas, up to 10 years, I believe.
Really? That's quite a distance in any line, really, isn't it?
That's right. And I'm sure this is a factor in how badly different areas have been affected by coronavirus. But I think the care home factor has been the main part of it, because in West Chesterton, for example, which is one of the more affluent areas, that has been quite badly affected compared to, say, Abbey, which has some of the more deprived areas.
And the figures which you're quoting from here, because there are, for example, within care homes, I know there was one which reported a couple of deaths from coronavirus, but it also had several more deaths, I think up to a dozen, if memory serves correct. But they were just deaths that weren't expected. And this is kind of the issue. And still, despite the testing, certainly on some of the data, if you've not had a test and you're unfortunate enough to die from coronavirus, you're marked down as having an unfortunate death.
Yes, that's right. I'm sure people will be analysing exactly what's happened for years to come. But it definitely looks as if the number of excess deaths, as it's called, which is more people dying than is usual for the time of year, that's quite a lot higher than the number of people who are dying after a positive test. So it's likely that either there are lots of people who've got the disease but aren't diagnosed and are sadly dying from it, or perhaps the effect of the lockdown is meaning it's more likely that people are dying from other causes as well. But either way, the pandemic's had a pretty big effect on the number of people dying.
Yeah, now, the other stats I wanted to look at with you, Phil, this morning was the employees furloughed in Cambridgeshire, which is a very interesting one, really. And there's some marked differences. I'm looking at the graph, which I have in front of me here. So in Cambridge, 12,300. The Cambridge City, presumably, that would refer to. South Cambridgeshire, you've got 15,500. And Huntingdonshire, which is not that far away from us, has got 20,600. That's quite a leap.
That is, but that's mainly because those areas have larger populations that are actually in work. So the figure is actually fairly consistent across the county. It's between 20 and 25%.
Oh, I see. So if you're looking at head per head of population, then that evens it out a little bit, does it?
Yeah, so it's compared to the sort of economically active population, It's sort of about the same level. And also it's based on where people live rather than where they work. So those 12,000 people furloughed in Cambridge, those are actually Cambridge residents, because of course there's a lot more people who live outside the city.
That is where it gets interesting then, I guess, really. One might imagine that South Cambridgeshire list of furloughed employees have quite a few people who might ordinarily be clogging up the Fen Causeway, which is why you can have roadworks on the Fen Causeway when it doesn't even blink on my travel screen in front of me.
Yes, I mean, obviously your travel news has not been nearly as exciting as it normally is.
I get excited at the least of things on the train. You know, if I don't know if there's a overhanging tree on the busway, as far as I'm concerned, that's leading the travel bulletin.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a bizarre time, but the furlough numbers are really quite considerable. We have seen a jump in unemployment as well. It's up to around 3,000 odd, I think, now, and that's quite a leap. But even so, Cambridge has been a lot less affected than some other areas of the country. But there are many more people being furloughed at the moment than there are being unemployed. So as we have changes to the furlough scheme coming in later in the year, we may see those unemployment figures going up.
Yes, now that is the thing. There were some figures which I think were released yesterday in Cambridge with regards to unemployment, and we're clearly starting to see that shift here as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, Phil, good to speak to you as always. Thank you very much for joining us by way of Zoom. A very clear, I have to say, very clear picture of you from your home. So it looks like you're on a boat. You've got a porthole behind you.
Oh, that's just we've got a round window in the house.
Do you have a square one, an arched one as well?
So, well, we could work on that, I guess.
I think you should. Phil Rogers, thank you very much, as always, for joining us. It is 19 minutes past 8.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.